sweltering temperatures are continuing across parts of Europe today. In Italy, temperatures in some areas are predicted to reach 43 to 46 degrees Celsius. The country has put over 20 cities on red alert. Italy is one of the countries enduring the heat storm engulfing much of southern Europe, China and the US. Reporter Seema Gupta has been telling our reporter Carol Coleman how it feels in Rome today.
It's exhausting. You're very careful throughout the day to make sure that you do everything you can to stay out of the heat and following the advice that the health ministry has also given, which really is common sense in essence. Wear light clothing, hydrate, have light meals, vegetables and fruit, avoid alcohol if you can, and also just stay out of the outdoors during the hottest hours of the day. And that's really from 12 noon right up till 6 in the evening. Unfortunately, though, there's no respite at night. I mean, you have highs of 34 degrees even at 9 p.m. local time. So it's really almost tropical-like nights here in Rome.
And we're seeing pictures of people dunking their heads into fountains for relief. Is the heat exposure and the dehydration sending more people to emergency rooms?
Well, that's what we're seeing. In fact, there's been an increase in the number of people going to the hospital, to the emergency units. They're saying out of those, that increase of people, some 20% more, a quarter of them are coming in for heat-related ailments, things like dehydration, just generally feeling unwell. We've heard stories of people fainting right outside of the Colosseum, because let's not forget, this is also peak tourism summer season here in Italy and in Rome, and people have paid a lot of money to travel here to see the things they want to see. So they're still making the time and the effort, but it can take a toll. So we are seeing increases in terms of looking for help with heat-related issues. And there are also more calls to the emergency lines to get help. There's concern, of course, about the most fragile in society, the elderly and those who are sick. And, you know, the authorities have actually put together medical units that will go to visit the elderly and reminding people to remind the elderly that they know that in their lives to remember to drink. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
That's Seema Gupta in Rome talking to our reporter Carol Coleman a little bit earlier today.